a man of God was telling the story how Jesus hung on the cross. Told high cried and he told high died, suffering every pain and loss. Cross and a tomb and a stone couldn't hold him, death no victory could win. Thrilled my heart when he told that part, I rose from the grave again. Tell me a story with a happy ending, sing me a happy song. I've had enough of trouble and sorrow, know that the world gone wrong. Bible is a book with a happy ending, saints in heaven fair. Think we ought to get a little happy down here, we're gonna live happy up there. Well, they sat on a hill outside of the city, stood a group of men in despair. Found that day hid the Lord away as he rose into the air. Two angels appeared in white apparel, saying, be of good cheer, my friend. Come that day like he went away, he's coming on back again. Tell me a story with a happy ending, sing me a happy song. I've had enough of trouble and sorrow, know that the world gone wrong. Bible is a book with a happy ending, saints in heaven fair. Think we ought to get a little happy down here, we're gonna live happy up there. Well, a man of God was telling the story, how Jesus hung on the cross. Told I cried and he told I died, suffering every pain and loss. But the cross and the tomb and the stone couldn't hold him, death no victory could win. Filled my heart when he told that part, I rose from the grave again. Tell me a story with a happy ending, sing me a happy song. I've had enough of trouble and sorrow, know that the world's gone wrong. Bible is a book with a happy ending, saints in heaven fair. Think we ought to get a little happy down here, we're gonna live happy up there. Hey. I won't tell anything that'll help you any better than what David told. Wasn't that marvelous? I haven't heard anything like that in a good while. I do know the other night there's an old boy come to our church that hadn't been to Holiness Church, second time he'd ever been. And he stood there and wondered, looked, you know, what he finally done. I just walked by him, I saw conviction was on him, and I said, son, go to the altar. And that's what he done. And you know what, before we could even explain to him the doctrine, he went on through the Holy Ghost the next night or two. He don't know there's a hypocrite in the world. He don't know there's ever been any church problems. He just shouts and enjoys it. I hope nobody tells him. Sometimes I just like to isolate them new ones for a while. Yeah, and sure enough, have a good bunch of good services with them before they hit the wild wind. Hallelujah. Well, I'm here to do something. I'm down home and everybody's getting the flu. In fact, my little granddaughter's having trouble again. Just numbers all over there, down in the hospital, down at home. And I had both dedicated church down there, and all I could do is get up off the bed and go down there and stagger around a little and go back home. I couldn't even stay doing all of it. I got back home. I said, well, looks like I'm going to have it. And you know what happened to me? And I don't know really why, but this is the way I've traveled for 45 years. You know what? I had a vision. I saw myself standing by my bed with my little brown suit on and the bed made up for me to get my clothes off and go down sick into it. The Spirit spun me like a top and bumped me right against the side of that bed and headed me for Hamilton, Ohio. I mean that. I knew that I was to come to Hamilton, Ohio. I know when I'm coming back over yonder again. You know that? Your daddy don't know that. Don't even tell it. But I know. You know, when I was here one time, Benny asked me when it's coming. I said, I don't know. And the Lord showed me snow on the ground. It was hot weather, warm weather. And the Lord showed me snow. He said, well, Brother Moore, when will you come? I said, it'll be in the time of snow. When does it snow? Do you know? I mean, what day does it snow? What month is that? What week is that? But the Lord knew. And you know, I went home to Oklahoma. It snowed on as the winter come. We don't have a great bunch of snow, but it snowed 5 inches on the hood of my pickup. And I got in it and drove down the road. I beg your pardon, just before I got in it, Benny called and said, Brother Moore, when are you coming? I said, well, I'll get back to you on it, Benny. And I got out in the car and started down the road in a pickup. And the Lord said, what did I show you in Hamilton, Ohio, back in the warm weather? What did I show you? I showed you to go there in a time of snow. And, you know, I went back and I forgot to ask him had he called anybody else.
And I called him and said, I'll be there Monday evening and start. Well, no, it's airport to buy a ticket, and it wanted $400. Why, it cost you to fly from there up here and back, and I'm not telling this because I'll talk with you about this later. It didn't cost me this much, do you hear me? But they wanted $633 and something this time to come up here and back. And they wanted over $400 that time to go to Dayton, Ohio, and back from Will Rogers Field, Oklahoma City. I said, I can't pay it. I walked out, started to walk out, and the Spirit said to me, you know, folks can't hardly hear the Spirit. The birds can. Bears can. Geese can. My people doth know. Israel doth not consider. The ox knows his owner. And the ass his master's crib. But my people doth not know. And Israel, somebody's lost it. Somebody's lost it. You know what? The Spirit said to you, don't leave the airport. I knew it was a spirit. I said, well, I walked around. I went to every airline, Delta, name it. I went to American, Eastern, I went to all of them. All of them right at four, they stay together. One goes down, ask them others. They may act like they won't, but they'll match that. Ah, therefore they'll lose that, they'll match it. But you know what? I walked by TWA and it was closed. And there's a door in the wall, and it just at the time that I walked by the door opened. Did you ever notice God's timing in the Bible? Woman appeared before the king and cried, said, what you crying about? Just at that time, the servant of the man of God was standing by the king and said, that's the woman I was just talking to you about that Elisha said, go and sojourn where you may, there's going to be a famine. And when it all got over in 3 or 4 years, at the very time she walked up before the king, God had the man of God's servant there telling the king about her. God times things. Don't tell me don't time things. Yes, sir. That door opened. Fellow stuck his head out. I said, you work for TWA? He said, yeah. I said, look, well, he said, we're closed. We're not selling tickets. I know it, but I said, do you know whether you got discount tickets or not? He said, go get on that phone right down there. You'll be talking to St. Louis. This is not even a message, but I don't fill the tape, so tell the tape man I'm filling it for him. But anyway, you know what? I called a lady answered. I said, I need a round trip ticket. We're Rogers Field, Dayton, Ohio. Do you folks in Dayton know what happened? Well, if you didn't, you did, these others didn't. But anyhow, yeah, she said. I said, what'd it cost? She said, $138. I said, look, I'm not talking about one way. That'd have been a bargain one way. They'll quote you over $300 one way right now. There you go, try it. They'll quote you any airline you talk to right now, unless you get a week or 14 days advance, will quote you well over $300 one way. Lady, I said, ain't talking about one way round trip. She said, I ain't talking about one way either. I said, how long you worked there? A good while. I said, keep selling tickets. You're doing a good job. I mean, I bought for $138. I've never done it. They want $633 something coming up here this time. I didn't pay them that, but I sure didn't get it for no $138. Or not two and a half. I mean, you just can't do it right now. But I ate steak beside folks that give $400 for the same flight for $138. Now, don't tell me God don't work. Right. You know what? When that fellow sold me that ticket, he said, you know how to do that. You see him do that. Well, he did done that. He said, mister, we're losing money on you. He said, this is an unrestricted ticket. That means you don't have to buy it a few days in advance. I mean, you can just go on it when you want to, come back when you want to, no restrictions. Now, don't tell me that wasn't the Lord. I know it was. And you know what happened when I landed at Dayton Airport? There's snow on the right side of the runway. And there was snow on the left side of the runway. And it snowed on me twice while I was there. The Lord told me that in this church down there. He said, well, he never told me. Now, yeah, he has. Yes, he has told you something. God didn't put you here and not go see. Why, you go feed your cattle, don't you? I mean, you go take care of your hogs, don't you? God didn't put you here and not do anything for you or not say anything to you or not deal with you. No, sir. He's interested. He's concerned. Well, the Spirit spun me in a bump the bed. I didn't go down in the bed. God rebuked the sickness off of me and sent me to Hamilton, Ohio. I mean, he didn't call me to come. He's always had to do it, but the Lord told me to go to Hamilton, Ohio. That's what he told me. I let a few days go by till I got scared. I said, you're going to get in a jam again. And I called LL and I I just kind of hinted around and asked around, just kind of, I didn't tell him what I just said. He said, Brother Moore, it's time to come here. I said, come here, start the revival. Well, I told him then what I was into. And here I'm here, and I may be here and leave, and never do you much good, but I'll know I've done what I should have done. I know that. Last night I thought I had a message, and I went up to pray in my room. I like what L.L. said about that praying. I love that. I pray day and night. I haven't had any sleep now for well over a year to amount to anything because of the trial I've been in. But I'm like him. You ought to pray and then leave it in the hands of God and rest. I agree with that. I think that's marvelous. He'll live longer like that. But you know what? Last night while I was praying, the Spirit in that room spoke to me and said, let there be a revival. Let the people rejoice. Let the lost be saved. Let people be healed. Let people be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what the Lord said. Why did he say let? Huh? Because it's up to us sometimes. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. They're like that woman did when I called the wrong number but got the right person down there in Oklahoma. Went into the... Sometimes I miss the Lord. I talk and don't preach much, Jeff. You just have to put up with it, honey, and be good. That's all I know. But you know what? I called the wrong number but got the right person. I rang and the woman said, yes, sir. I said, she is a black woman. I'm a white man. She was a black woman. I love both colors, don't you? I wear both colors. I'm integrated. But you know what? Hell, they'll wear any color. He is surely. I mean, worldwide. Bless his heart. I love him. I do. I love him. But you know what? He's fine. You're all right. I love you. Don't we love him? I thought he done good tonight myself. I thought he done great. I didn't think he talked too long. I thought he done just right. But you know what? The Lord understands. She said, yes, sir. I said, who is this? She said, this is Liza. Liza? I said, where in the world are you, Liza? Laying here in this sick bed in the hospital. Liza? I said, don't you know God can help you? Of course, I wasn't calling Liza when I rung, but I called her wrong number, but got the right person. I said, Liza, don't you know God can help you? Yes, I do. Hey. She said, and once you said that, we had one of them, hey. I love them kind of meetings. I wouldn't mind to have a hey revival. Wanda, would you read a verse to me? I said, I'll read to you. Where do you want me to read? Isaiah. I said, I'll read it. And he was bruised by iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was on him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Ain't none of your business how he does it. Ain't none of your business whether he can do it or not. He said we was by his stripes. Yes. Read that to her, several verses. She went through that hey business again and said, Wanda, would you read it one more time? I said, you sure know I'll do it. We had a great meeting that day. The Spirit said, let there be a revival. You got to get on back out of the road and let God do it. Brother Smith was a good friend of mine. Going to glory now. Went to hospital. Walked in a room. Black woman this time laying sick on a sick bed. Spirit touched him. Said, turn in the door. You've been through that. She go in there. I don't know if you know him or not. I told you go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You don't have to know him. Never have to know him. Walked up to her bed, said, woman, don't you know God can help you? Hey, she said, yes, I do. And come off that bed and that short gown all over that room. And Sister Smith is saying, my God, help us. We're going to be arrested. Brother Smith was circulating down in the other end. And the black woman up in the other end is shouting. And Sister Smith scared to death. God healed that woman. God healed that woman. Let it. Lay down on a bed at 2 or 3 in the morning. Power of God all over you. Feel like you ought to get up and seek the Lord for somebody. Feel like you ought to, well, let it go and put it off till you drive the Spirit off. Come to church dry in a powder house and can't be blessed for a week or two and wonder what's wrong. You did not let the Spirit have its way. And let the Spirit. I felt like shouting a while ago, yeah, have a round at it now. You can't, can you? Huh? Amen. I really felt like shouting and praising God a while ago. Well, try it now. Oh, I just don't. Well, you didn't when you should. I told the Lord the other day, if you'll help me, I'll make every step count. And I'll live every day closer because I know there ain't nobody here can stop me from going. I want to talk on simple thoughts tonight, only kind I've ever used for that matter. And I want to talk about, you've heard it many times, I hope you respond. The difference in being blessed, saved, healed, getting the Holy Ghost, it's just a fine line of difference sometimes. I mean, just whether or not you let. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Here in Exodus 33:20, you've read it many times. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. That's what God told Moses. I'm going to talk a while about this invisible God tonight. That's the reason we sang down in Oklahoma. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, I know somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. You ever sang that? While I was kneeling, somebody, we've got friends down there just like you have here. They said they can't live. They said they can't make it. They said there ain't no hope for them. It was while they was praying, something you could look and look and look and never see touched them. They come out of it well. Nobody's been able to explain that. I'm going to talk about the invisible God tonight. Ain't nobody shook his hand. Ain't nobody met him downtown and interviewed him. And been on any of our stations nowhere. He said, no man can look on my face and live. That's the reason you can't see him. He's so full of power till the human body can't stand it. And when Moses got real close to him, he had to hang a veil over his face. His face shined so bright that folks couldn't look at him because he'd been with God. Talk a while about this invisible God here in the Bible. I'm going to preach long. John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Ain't nobody looking at God. Well, you can take it like this or take it like you want to and live and die like you will. But there's an invisible God. I love it. I believe it myself. See, it's never been hard for me to believe in things that are unseeable. I've met some hard heads. They had to see everything. They had to dig to the... No, they didn't decide how to pick things to pieces now and try to explain it. I mean, news media and newspaper, just pick it to pieces. If they interview you, they run you crazy nearly. If they don't understand it, they run you crazy asking questions. I told a fellow, I can make a believer out of you in things you can't see. Your wife got a hairpin? We'll stick it in this socket right over here, and we'll make a believer out of you right quick on things you can't see. You will believe in some things you cannot see. You believe in it. You believe in it. You didn't tell your daddy he didn't have a pain when he had that heart attack, did you? Finally took him to the grave. You didn't say you're not hurting in your chest and you're not hurting down your arm because we can't x-ray the pain and it doesn't show up. You don't argue with the pain, do you? You can have a severe pain and nobody ever see it. Oh, God is so real. God is so real. The Bible said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. We're going to talk a little while to you on that invisible God tonight. Here in John 5:37, the Bible said, and the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye neither have heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. But he sent me. One of our friends down home, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. They believe in a doctrine that's called oneness. And you know what? One of our dear preacher friends said, yes, he's a splitting image of his dad. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Said, yes, he's a splitting image of his dad. You've never seen his face nor seen his shape. He's walking the high mountains. He's walking the low valleys. Caught a woman again. Just got mine on the cutter, folks. And I said, well, I'm married unto Jesus. He's my keeper every day. Got the Holy Ghost in my bosom. Call him any hour of the day. That's the way it is, ain't it, son? You can't see him, though, can you? Looks kind of crazy, don't it? Boyfriend of mine's praying. You know, you pray going to work, you pray going home from work. He's going right down, hot weather, window down, just to pray in a way, pull up and stop sign. Thank God, amen, Lord, have looked over. Hippie had his window down and head hung out. He said, the only thing I could do is say, groovy, man, groovy. He said, I just drove on.
invisible God that's always here in the winter and always here in the summer and always here when it's daylight and always here when it's dark. Don't know whether you've ever felt it much or not, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I've been able to sing, there's somebody here, and we know it is Jesus. There's somebody here, and I know it is the Lord. I tell you, somebody's here. You could feel His presence. Over in the hospital, tell us the boy hurt his back on the job. Bad. Doc checks him out. He's hurt his vertebrae. He's in bad shape. Preacher man walked in, prayed for him, power of God fell on him, went right down his back. He couldn't see. Don't preach on an invisible God now, you couldn't see. You believe in things you can't see, don't you? Love. Love reached across the ocean. Reached across the ocean. Mother's boy at war in the dark seas and submarines all around. Spirit wake up in the night. I know this is happening. I know where it happened. Who it happened to? Say, pray now, pray now. He's in bad trouble. All night long. All night long. God moved. I had a preacher friend that preached right here. He preached right here. He was in that ship over there in that army. All them soldiers on that boat, when they got in that horrible storm, it throwed them for hours and hours and rolled and rocked and rolled like the sunk. They couldn't leave it. They didn't know where to go. Just throwing them and throwing them. Every once in a while, one of them boys said, what time is it? They could hear him in the night. Somebody had they had the equipment. They could tell time. They'd tell him. Next morning, a little after daylight, thing calmed down. Captain called him in and said, son, we heard you. We heard about that. Tell me why you was hollering, what time it was all night. He said, back in Kentucky, I have a praying mother. And she said at a certain time, every morning in Kentucky, she'd be praying. I knowed if we could make it to there, Mama would be praying. That old captain never refuted that, neither did he refute Woods, M.A. Woods, gone to heaven now. His boy's been on a board down home in Bristol a different year. I knew M.A. World War I. They were in submarine waters till it looked like they couldn't get out. And the captain said they were sailors. Is anybody in this bunch can pray? M.A. said, I can. I knew him. He prayed. I'm telling you, boys, he prayed like God could hear something. You ain't careful just because you can't see it. You fall out with it. And to your brain, you believe you got one? Don't fall into that old theory, I've got to see it. You don't have to see nothing. To see nothing. M.A. prayed and prayed and prayed, and when he got through, the captain said, there's not enough German submarines to sink this ship in the world. He said, after a prayer like that, I'm not afraid. He didn't sink it either. Well, I want to talk a while about that invisible God. He's real. Here in the book, the Bible, Romans 1 and about 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness and still is. I don't want y'all to think I'm mean. I ain't come up here to get mad at nobody. Ain't even come up here to have a fist fight. You tell, take a fella, it's Choctaw and Cherokee and Irish. I used to have some of that. I ain't come up here to get mad at nobody. But I walked into Kansas City years ago on Argentine Boulevard, sent from the Lord. I beg your pardon, sent from the Lord. I left home and said, the Spirit's bidding me go north. I don't know just where to go, but I'll get back to you when I get where I'm supposed to be. I went by one church, whole survivor, Brother Moore, know this ain't it. I went to church I'd never been in my life, Argentine Boulevard. I walked in, sat down, and the pastor seen him one time in my life. He sent his little girl back. I asked him, he's a preacher. He said, oh yeah, I said yes. He sent her back again and said, tell him to come to the front. I went to the front and said, would you preach for us tonight? I did. He said, is there any way in the world you could work us into your itinerary? He said, we've called Oklahoma and wrote Oklahoma. We're trying to get evangelists out of Oklahoma to hold us. Mean just feel led to do that, but we can't find one. And he said, you couldn't start tonight, could you? Yeah, I said, I could. I said, in the line for me, but God is unseen. But He works. He works. He works. He works. He works. He can work on you, boy. Pray to Him. He can work on you, girl. Pray to Him. I believe in that. Huh? I held that fellow 3 or 4 weeks meeting. You know what? He died a few days ago. The righteousness of God is revealed from heaven. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteous men. I hope you can't guess. If LL can, he does. I don't think most of you will. But he departed from holiness. He went into liberalism and worldliness and TVs and paint suits and all that stuff. One day he had a bad heart attack. I loved him. I loved him. I loved him. And God still loved him. He had a bad heart attack, and I personally the other day got to talk to an old boy. He was right close on it. He knew all about it, kin to him. He said, doctor brought him out of it, and he told the children he's going to be all right. This preacher friend of mine said, no, I won't. I'll die at 5 o'clock this evening. Oh, no, Daddy said, you're all right. Your vital signs are good. Everything's good. No, no, no. He said, Jesus showed me where he was going to take me. He showed me what he's going to give me. And he told me to be back after me at 5 this evening. But he said, I got a few things I want to say to you. Gathered his children in. Girls, he said, that kind of clothes you've been wearing, God don't like it. Daddy missed it. Them worldly things you've been doing. Them worldly places, oh, just thrill me. Them worldly places you've been going, God don't like it. He talked that before he died. He told him. And at 5 o'clock, he breathed his last breath. God's wrath is still revealed from heaven against the children. And you mess with it, it'll bite you like a bad snake. It'll bite you like a poison snake. It'll get in your system and kill you. I don't care what your worldly preachers have said. It's all right. You better get back. Better get back. Better get back. Better get back to God, whose wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness. I mean, just where it's at. Whether it's amongst the Pentecostals, Baptists, Methodists, or what, and it's broke out now everywhere. God's against it, David. God's against it. Well, here he is in Romans 1, and he's saying, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shewed unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You'll see he's been there if you'll just look a little. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Huh? At the entering into the city, you'll find a colt tied. Loose it, bring him to me. Things you can't see till you get where you need to. Uh-huh. People you don't meet till you get where you need to. Amen? Invisible God's work. He's just as real right there by you, friend. His eyes run to and fro through all the world. He beholds everything on the face of the whole earth and never forgets nothing. Amen. The invisible God. The invisible things are clearly seen. Here in Colossians 1:14. I'm going to come taller with you or come down here and stand. If you don't get anywhere standing, kneel. If you don't get anywhere kneel, stand. In whom we have redemption through his own blood, even the forgiveness of sins, thank God. Who is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. He's the image of him. Invisible God. Whew. Have mercy. Glory to God. Sleeping right up there in that little room. Glory to God. Sleeping right up there in that little room. When Terry and Jan and Jessica was here, we in the night, Jessica cried for a drink. Mama, Mama, get me water, Mama. Well, you know, Grandpa's is good to hear things like that. Grandpa's just happens to have enough money to pay off a $150, $200 bill that the children know what they can't meet. Just happened to have it. Just happened to get enough back on income tax to pay off what they owed. That's just what I heard that, and I got up and got her a drink. But I thought of that voice from outer darkness that cries for water that no one can come to. No one can get it. That rich man in hell knowed there was a God. And he said, send Lazarus back to tell my five brothers not to come. Seems like folks in hell has more mercy on folks that's living here than a lot of folks that's living here. That man in hell said, send Lazarus back to my five brothers and tell them not to come. I'd love to see old Charlie, Jack, Joe, and Jim. Wouldn't I like to see Edward again? Just that one, son. His name was Edward. Ooh, I'd turn the flip in this off. We'd wrestle and slap each other in the back till we lost the breath if I could just see him tonight. But I can't. He's gone. God said he'd go. You'll go like God said, too. God's running that end of it. We're filling the graveyard, but he sent them out there. He sent them out. They ain't got a grave lot. He sent them on out there. They ain't nobody got no insurance to buy them nothing. He'll send them on out there. He may have to bear them naked, but he'll send them on out there. You're going to get it. You ain't going to get away from that invisible God that brings to your mind what he wants you to think about. I've seen sinners, they realize there's something saying to them, it's your time now. I preached in Dayton, Ohio, at Burr Vaughn's church when there's a man 30-something years old. He's back to the wall in the back of the house. Spirit said to him, God spoke to him and said, go tonight. This is your last chance. That's what he said to Buster Wilson, Paducah, Kentucky, when he stepped up on the back step and come in the house, said, Bertie, God just told me, my last chance, half drunk, but he knowed God told him, Buster Wilson. He's God in the middle of the ocean. He's God in the deep blue sea. He's God all over this world. He's God for you and me. Don't ask no ride from nobody. He don't have to get in anything that belches far and spits smoke and goes around the world at 25,000 miles an hour. He's not a hitching ride, but nobody. God in the middle of the ocean. Preacher out there in the sea, rolling and rolling 14 days a night, didn't see the sun, the moon, or the stars. That preacher went to the hold of the ship and held on and prayed. Here come the sea walker. Down in the hold of that ship. The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, that has told me. Preacher said he won't nobody perish. Had a great revival. One of the best revivals I ever heard of out there. He's unseeable. He's invisible. Wakes me up in the night. Won't tell you what I want you to do. Never has bragged on my preacher. Never told me one time I preached good. Just sent me on to where he wanted me. He's God. He's in charge of it. There'll be more than one on the deathbed, whether they serve him or not, say, thou hast prevailed. You prevailed. Here he is in Colossians 1:14-15, who is the image of the invisible God. Somebody says, splitting image of his Father. He was. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. The wind! Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. He's running the show. I used to work for a concern. Most of them that I worked for that had any big amount of people, like 200, 300, 400 hands or more, I never did see what we call the big shots. They never did. They worked through other men. But one day when the lightning struck a big transformer and put 300 men idled, knocked every machine out in the place, a door opened that didn't open very often. And an old white-headed man with a hearing aid in one ear, about 5'6" and about 150 pounds, he walked. I seen when he walked. I said, he's a man of authority. I tell when he walked out, he didn't have to say nothing. He just looked around. He'd forgotten more than they'd ever known about any of the machines or all that whole place. He was there when it started. He called a foreman or two. They went to him and stood in front of him. I saw his mouth work. Foreman stepped out, said, every man punch the clock. It was made to work whether electricity is on or not. Punch the clock, you'll be paid for the time you lose and go home. Went back in office. One day, when all the plants of this world are shut out, men are called whether they want to come or not to this invisible God's throne in judgment. He's going to stop it all. One in charge of all of it. Had the moon and the sun and the stars are working on things ever since he made them. You can make your calendar 20 years from today, and if you just study what you've learned and you're smart enough and people right here can do it, you can tell us what time the sun will set 20 years from today on your calendar. Why? But it ain't because you've been running it. It ain't because I've been running it. There's an invisible God that's got this thing running on time so that regardless of how many hurricanes and tornadoes we have, it don't affect when the sun will set it. Has his way in the whirlwind. Rides on the wings of the wind. Puts enough power in one hurricane to light the lights of New York City for a year straight if we could harness it, put it in batteries. Burn the bearings out of any dynamo we could build when it turns them things on. Blow the fans plumb off of it. He walks the highest mountain. He walks the hills. Woo! Pardon me, David, but I just react like the old cows do, like the hoot owls do. Amen, like the wolves do. I was standing in the deep mountains and I heard an elk bugle. Did you ever hear one of them bugle? If you ever hear an elk in the woods bugle, they won't nobody else have to tell you that that's different from anything you've heard. It won't be nothing like a deer or a lion or nothing else, like a moose. That elk's got a world of his own. And David can make that sound, but there's a whistle right on the top of that, and that thing will vibrate you out of the woods nearly. I first heard that, I said, my Lord, I'm hearing an elk bugle. Don't nobody have to tell me. You know it when you hear it. God made him. God identifies everything he's made by their movements, their actions, their colors, or something, sounds they make, identified by it. He's God. He's invisible, but he's here. He's here. Brother Ford walked up the alley in Mulberry, Kansas, a lost man. He's gone to glory, a wonderful man. You knew Brother Ford, didn't you, out of the Wichita Church? He walked up the alley, and a voice said, you're lost. Said, I ain't either lost. Said, I come up this alley every night. Said, I turn right up here to my dad's house. Walked a little further, and the voice said, you're lost. He said, I guess I ain't. I've been here all this time. Dad lives right here. Said, I'm not lost. I know where I'm at. The third time. Said, you're lost. Ford said, it's God. It's the Lord dealing with me. Went into his daddy's house and told him and got saved. Ain't one of the best men we've ever had walked in shoe leather. Stayed with God for years and years and years and years. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Do you believe in things you cannot see? I didn't even believe in atoms because I didn't know nothing about them until they went to blowing them up. I said, there's a gob of them. But you can't see them. You can't see. You know what the devil wants to destroy? This plan of faith. 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 When you're blind and you can't see the light, you can still believe in God if you have faith. Amen. You got the lock jaw and you can't open your mouth. You can say Jesus with your mouth shut. I'm going to fix you. So every living human on the face of the earth can believe in me by taking me by faith. Here in 1 Timothy 1 and 17, the Bible said, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. It don't bother me a bit. Stick my tongue right out at Buddha. Oh, dead thing. You can't see, hear, feel, taste, or smell. I'm trusting in the invisible, immortal God, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I want to throw my voice now because Comini is so far from me. But I'm honest. He don't shake me up a bit with his belief. No, not a bit. What tears me up is this invisible God. Amen. It works. How God works. Amen. Old lady out there in California, I pastored two churches out there, had an earthquake. Grandma sitting in the rocking chair. It just rocked that old soul. She couldn't get up. She shouted and shouted and praised God and shouted. Poor old boy's home, she's in, lost, and is grabbing the lamps and hoping they didn't all get killed. And it stopped. They don't last long, you know. It was pretty big and on that wreck there. It was. Got to said, Mama, why was you shouting all the time we was having an earthquake? Well, she said, I shout because I think God is big enough to shake the world. This eternal, invisible, holy God sent an earthquake right down through the country. We don't know what's coming. We don't know when it's coming. What about over there where the Russians live? People around there, thousands and thousands and thousands, wiped out. Greatest explosion of all time when God blowed that island, I believe called Katao, about the 16th century, out of the ocean. Affected the sun, sets the world around for years after that. It filled the higher atmosphere with particles till it affected our weather for years after that. God done it. Blowed that thing out, the whole island. Bigger than any atomic or hydrogen explosion we've ever had. God done it. There's an eternal fire right in the heart of this thing. And once in a while, you just turn some of it loose and it just comes up through the earth and blows the top of a mountain out and runs that red hot gravy right down on people, burns them to a crisp. Amen? Invisible God. I've talked to men that stumbled for years about God and then they finally said, I know there's something, LD. I know there's something. We didn't just get here like animals. We are smarter. We have got reason about us, and we have got wisdom about us. Oh, I thought about Werner von Braun, the head of our space agency, dead and gone. We got him in here from Germany. He said, it's easier for me to believe that I'll be again than it was for me to believe I'd be to start with. Listen, all you miracles that are here, you're all miracle children. Every one of you are. One day you did not exist. Isn't it strange that I could be here and talk to you like this? One day I was nowhere to be found. I was not in existence. Only an eternal, invisible, immortal God could cause all of you miracle children to be here. With your different colors of hair and eyes. Different, and everyone, whether you're twins or not, whatever. You're each one a different individual. Can you think of any two friends you know that are exactly alike? Well, no, you can't. You can't think of any two friends you know where that's exactly alike. Amen. Isn't it strange how there could be so many billions, David, and every one of us be different? Have a different personality? Only something immortal, invisible, eternal, wonderful, magnificent. Only something supernatural could cause it. If you want to run yourself crazy, just deny there's a God, and you're just something that... Oh, no. We can't accept that. I had a thought it was going to be an infidel. Talking about the invisible God. One day he said, I don't believe in God of the Bible. Let's forget it then, Joe. Let's talk about something else for a while. You don't believe in God of the Bible? No, that's just a man's book. Ain't no God. Well, I see. Do you accept the theory that all things were invented, created, produced by somebody somewhere? All the welding machines and all these drill presses and all this building, them cars are out there. Do you accept the theory of thought that all things were either created, invented, or produced by somebody? He was being careful. I'll have to accept that, L.D. You will, yes. You accept that. Everything. All that stuff. See, they invented, created, produced for somebody. All of it. And you tell me that that black cow eating green grass, giving white milk, and making yellow butter just... The snow and the wind, the storm, the clouds, the sun, the moon, the stars. The moon that controls the tides of the ocean. And all that just... Sun just come up and goes down because it does. But all the rest, you accept that theory. Everything here was created and invented. But the greatest phenomenon of all, it just... I'm telling you, children, that theory is full of holes. It's full of holes that Darwin's theory was. That little young man that got on a boat and went around the world about 25 years old and half the world and more. And his college is teaching to uphold the doctrine of evolution. It all starts from him. And he's just a big old kid. Not a bit smarter than I was when I was that age. The only thing he done, he landed on an island too and seen some folks look like apes and said, we come from apes. I've got some 10 folks that does that. They look like apes. More boys have got big old long rolling arms and their hairy red arms and they drag away down here. And I've seen folks act like monkeys. Glory to God, I have. You're not a dog because you bark like a dog. You're not a fish because you swim. But he come back with that theory that we evolved from the animal kingdom. Well, I said, if we did, there ought to be one halfway in between the transition somewhere. There ought to be a half monkey and a half man, half gorilla and half man somewhere then, if that's where we come from, because we still got gorilla and still got men. Oh, how the devil would like to put past you tonight that there's no invisible God that you have to deal with. Why, they'll pay our tax money to teach children evolution and file suit against you if you teach in the school of creativity of God. Where I come from, they will, son. Whew. Anything to keep folks from acknowledging God, confessing their sins, and being God's child. He's invisible. You can't see him. 1 Timothy 6:13. I want to be truthful. I hope I ain't preaching too long. I didn't think I was going to say this much, really. I give thee charge in the sight of God who quickeneth all things. He does it, whether you believe it or not. He's quickening. He'll cause tomatoes to get on the vines. He'll cause peaches on the trees. He'll bring life to it. And before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only... Only one place you can get it. Ain't on sale nowhere. One place you can get it. Somebody said, like, have one of them. You can just get it one place. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto after, and he can't see him. He's so powerful. He's able to change your body like a disgorged body and never have another pain if you could count time and live 10 million years. Naoma and Ruth will be there. They shall have eternal youth over there.
There'll be Moses to be seen, viewing the fields of living green. Mary will beat the town Boreen, over there only, who only have life and immortality, only one's got it. Invisible God. Fella bound, a dope so bad he can't support his family and can't keep from lying, stealing, cheating. You been reading about these big basketball players and football players going to be paid $1.5 million next year and lose their whole future over a little bitty pile of white ground up powder, sniffing it up their nose. Overcoming grace only comes through the Lord. Huh? He's immortal, invisible, eternal, and he's the only one that's got immortality, dwelling in a light no man can approach unto, which no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. But one day, we're going to meet him. One day he's going to call the whole world to the judgment. Set on his throne. You know what men's going to do? Hide me from the face of him that sits on the throne. That's the reason you can't see him. He's too powerful. He's got too much power. Jesus had it. Jesus walked with it. But the only way he could do it was take on the body of a human like we've got. But still he had so much power till when folks come to arrest him and all he had to do is talk. He went to arrest him. He said, "We didn't bring him." "Why didn't you bring him?" "Hey, nobody ever talked like him. No man spake like this man. Said the same words other men said. He repeated the same words other men repeated. But still he talked different. There's something behind it." Old Hitler could stir up the whole German nation till they hollered, "Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler," and started war so foolish it was silly. But anyhow they did and got hooked. I'll tell you what, he could stir folks up, but he never stepped to nobody's grave and said, "Come out of there. Lazarus, come forth." That's the reason you can't look on the immortal, invisible God on his face. He's going to transform you. He's going to give you a new body and give you immortality. And that's the only way you can stand to be where he's at. Whew. Lord, have mercy. I got away from me, LL, and I don't know as I'll help anybody with it here much tonight. My life will even say there's 175 got saved. But I won't do it if they don't. But oh, I wish it happened right here like it's happened over there at David's. I hope that somebody here tonight says, "I'll tell you one thing I've decided. I'm going to get back to God. If you're a backslider or you're a sinner, I'm going to come to God because I realize there's an invisible God that's watching every move I make. Going to follow me all the way home." Huh? I'm going to tell you one more. In Hebrews 11:24, you know why Moses denied all them riches down here in Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king? He knowed there's an invisible God. By faith he forsook it all because he knows there's an invisible God somewhere. He won't do like you want him to, but he'll do some things. And he'll help you if you let him. He'll work it out for you if you let him. He'll get in on the problem. Let me tell you something, I know he can. After 45 years and much run as a fellow like I've done, the places I've been there when it happened. I know it. I mean, I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you, I've been there when it happened. God knows. Amen? Why, old brother Parnell, traveling for the Lord and holding revivals and praying day and night. God said, "I'll go as far as I can." Rolled up to the curb in a town, run out of gas, put, just roll up and stop. The old boy walking down the sidewalk, walked up, said, "Where are you going?" Said, "This is it." He said, "The good Lord from heaven spoke to me as I walked down the sidewalk." Never seen him in his life. Strange town, never stopped. Said, "Told me to give you money." Handed money, bought gas, put in his tank, went on. Invisible God. I drove through Prague, Oklahoma. Said to help your faith a little to believe God can help you. Went off, driving off 1,000, 1,500 miles. Forget how far, a long ways, an old car. Left my family home. Went off to hold another meeting. Got in Prague, Oklahoma. Wasn't long on money. It's what you'd call a little short on it, you know. Drove up the curb. Spirit said, "Pull in and stop." Spirit said, "Stop." I wasn't going to stop there. I wasn't going to get a hamburger, soda pop, or nothing. Spirit said, "Pull in the curb." Well, I know it's the Spirit. I know what God was doing. Pull into the curb, stop. There's a man walking right down the sidewalk. I knew him. "Brother Moore," he said, "where in the world you started, son?" "Well," I said, "I'm going way back in the east to preach a revival." "Well, thank God," he said, "it's good to hear that." He said the Spirit spoke to me when I seen your car there to give you a good offering. How about running your business like that? Can't beat it, can you? You know what I done? He handed me that offering. I sat there. He walked on down and went to the store before it started up and backed out. I just didn't want him to know that's all I was sitting there for. I didn't have nothing else to do. I backed out and went on. Do you believe God will help a person? I know the woman had a bad debt on her house and her husband run off and left her for another woman. She's a good woman. He brought that woman back by in a few days. She's sick and wanted his first wife to pray for her. She prayed for her. I'd have slapped her. I'd have blamed you. But she prayed for that woman. And they went on. Did you know Sister Napper sat over there for the debt on her house, LL? She couldn't meet, couldn't pay, hauling children to church in that Buick and running up a bill down to the garage. It had to be met just to hauling people and helping people to her church. And her crippled boy was helping her pastor. On the other side of town, the good Lord was walking in the moonlight. Spoke to a man. As a woman lives over yonder, taking care of a church with the name of Napper. She owes a debt on her house. You go pay it off. He had the money. Yeah, I know this happened. Went to Sister Napper's house and said, your name Napper? Yes, sir. Is this church here you run? Yes, me and my boys running. Said, God told me you owed a debt on your place and couldn't pay it. Said, I've come to pay it. I've come to pay it. Now unto the only wise God, the eternal, invisible, immortal God. I'm glad to say to you, I'm on the way to heaven. You can't see right now. They got it fixed for us. Whoo, what a surprise this is going to be. I got talking about heaven one day, and the Lord impressed me that I didn't know half of it. And I couldn't tell hardly any of it. It's beyond imagination, thank God. Hallelujah. I got to figuring out folks dedicated church the other day, and I got figuring out what David laid aside for his son to dedicate that church. I got over $3 billion for it to get started. And then he left off numbering. That's the only reason he couldn't go on further for figures. I didn't know how big you had gold pile, how much you had, how much iron and ore, or whatever he was using. I mean, he had all kinds of stuff, right? He said, without number. You can't count how much is in them buildings there. More than you can count. And God, that moved on David to prepare, when they build it, let's boy build it, has fixed the heaven, has got every, I know it wasn't much hand to wear jewelry, but I tell you what, the foundation of that city is full of highest priced stuff I've studied it. Highest priced jewelry you ever in the world think about. He put it in the foundation of that city. How much would gold cost to build a street 1,500 miles long of pure gold? We don't mind that kind in our world. Africa don't mind pure gold. Ooh. Gates of pearl cost billions and billions of dollars to ever make gates of pearl. If the wall's as high as I think it is, the gates is big gates. Big gates. No wonder that old boy said, a mansion for me, a mansion for me, built by my Lord beyond Calvary. My little hut, I'll just let it be, for Jesus is building a mansion for me. Atmosphere is just right. Ain't a germ in the whole place. Cold as it is, I'm killing flies up there in that room, you know it. Cold as it is, I'm killing flies up there. I'm telling you what I'm doing. Not a fly in the whole place. Not a germ in the whole place. Ain't no danger never catching nothing. There's a land of pure delight over there. I've got to quit. I'm getting happier by the minute, and I'm supposed to be tired, and I'm getting stronger. I'm supposed to be getting weaker. Glory to God. You got something. When I said weaker, something touched me when I said weaker. Where's the weakness at? How many of y'all got a weakness in your body? At your back? Where is it at? Raise your hand. You got a weakness there? Here's two. There's none. They're all over the building, yes. When I said weaker, somebody, it seemed to touch me. Listen, would you, I don't know, I'm not trying to dodge, I want folks to come about. But since I did say that, if you're here and you have a weakness in your body some way, let's pray for God to give you strength tonight. I'd line up and be prayed for. I just feel like that'd be good for you. You know, David got healed of cancer, and we walked in a church later. He's still healed. And we walked in a church. He's 19, he's 43. We walked in a church months and months after he is healed, and there's a woman with cancer on her face. But when we walked in, Dee and I walked in, oh, she said, there's brother and sister Moore. If God had healed their boy of cancer, He had healed me, and that thing fell off her face. I'm telling you. When I said, weaker, it's some touchment. I feel like maybe it's your time tonight to get rid of that trouble. Amen. Amen. Well, you can. You can. You can get rid of it. I prayed for a woman down in Alabama, had a bad stomach, God healed her, wonderfully healed her. I don't have the gift of, I prayed 20 years for one gift, three times a day, and I don't have the gift of healing. I prayed 20 years, three times a day for one gift, but it wasn't the gift of healing. I've never told anybody what it was. Well, listen here. Pray for that little woman down in Alabama. She couldn't eat a soda cracker without getting sick. I mean it. They could boil it, bake it, she still got sick on it. She's still healed. Did you know I prayed for her 12 years ago or more in this camp meeting Havis, and I just held it. I'm going too long, LL. I'm ashamed. I apologize. I'm going to try to ever say no more about not preaching long. God forgive me. I'll try to what? Do you know what? In the camp meeting at Havis's, the boys come from Alabama to that meeting, and the pastor that I preached that meeting for, it was his daughter-in-law that got healed 12, 15 years ago in Alabama, but that bad, bad stomach. God healed her in a very simple prayer one night. Wasn't nobody shouted to be good to shout, but nobody just laid in. And you know, the next morning she's healed. She put down for the next week in that meeting what she ate. Last thing she had on the list was fried cabbage with black pepper on it. You got a good stomach. She can eat fried cabbage with black pepper on it. She ate everything. She put the list down. She read the list. I have the testimony at home. Lumpkin. And them brothers was at her dad, father-in-law was at Havis's meeting. And you know, he got up and told Brother L.L. and said, she is still healed by the power of God after all these years. I went into Virginia to preach and told that simple little testimony in a little church. Didn't know there's a woman back there where they had no air, and no air condition, hardly no fans, way back in the poor mountain people country. They're poor. And there's that poor woman, just a poor woman like my grandma and him was, and made you dress it out of flour sacks, y'all did. But I tell you, it's poor, still poor. She said, my stomach's bad. Can't hardly do nothing. She heard that and was healed. Her faith got up and walked. Her faith got up and reached out to what she couldn't see and accepted it and got